Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, January 14th. In a follow-up to a story we read last week, a raid by law enforcement authorities at a suspected meth house in Paonia could be part of a federal drug case. According to a story in the Montrose Daily Press, a man facing drug allegations in Michigan is thought to have rented the property on Highway 133. The man's name has not yet been released. The case will be taken over by the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. If federal charges are not eventually filed, the case will go to the 7th Judicial District in Delta for state-level charges. Multiple agencies, including the Delta County Sheriff's Office and the DEA, served warrants at the house last Tuesday. Numerous chemicals were found in the garage. Tests must now be made to determine what the chemicals are and what they were used for. Some Americans appear to be heeding President Trump's request to call their members of Congress about the partial government shutdown over border funding. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter is among those getting more calls than usual from constituents. A spokesperson at his Lakewood office says the feedback is mixed. Some want the wall to be built on the border with Mexico, and others want Congress to end the shutdown without it. In the meantime, Perlmutter's Colorado office is offering free breakfast and lunch to anyone impacted by the shutdown. Some members of Congress are also turning down their own paychecks until all federal workers get paid. Spokespeople for Democratic Representatives Jason Crow and Republicans Scott Tipton and Doug Lamborn didn't respond to calls on Friday to talk about what they are hearing from their constituents. I'm Scott Franz.
Republicans in the state Senate lost their majority in last November's elections. That means their Democratic colleagues can now pass any legislation they want without a single GOP vote. Chris Hulbert is the new minority leader in the Senate. He spoke with KVNF's Scott Franz in days leading up to the start of this year's legislative session about how he will approach his new role.
What are your priorities for this session?
Transportation, K-12 funding, and health care. I think everyone here at the Capitol understands that we need to do a better job with the money that the people of Colorado are already paying to us, state tax dollars specifically. And I think that we need to do a better job with those dollars before we ask the taxpayers to pay a new tax or a higher tax rate. The state of Colorado last year received about $1.3 billion more in revenue from the taxpayers than we anticipated, and we're looking at about $1.2 billion more than we had last year.
How do you view your role in terms of your relationship with the Democrats this session?
I've been here as a member 8 years, worked outside the glass in the Capitol for 7 years before I was elected. I have relationships. I've working relationships. I have negotiated things with many people who are on the other side of the aisle. I know them personally. Being in the minority does change the dynamics. There isn't the leverage of nothing too far right, nothing too far left that we've had the past 4 years with the majority passing. I know that they don't need my vote. I know that I don't have enough votes to stop them unless some of them agree with me, and that's going to be a rare thing. But that doesn't prevent us from sitting down and having conversations and trying to find ways that we can agree.
Are there any bills that you know of that will be proposed by members of your party that you see getting bipartisan support?
I think we can look to the House. One very obvious one, Representative Jim Wilson from Salida is a former school superintendent and teacher. And he has advocated for years for full-day kindergarten, that the state should provide funding for that. And I've heard from the Governor-elect Polis, that he supports that. And I understand that there will be a bipartisan bill to finally put in place full-day K. So I think that's an example of where we've seen a bill fail in the past because Republicans generally don't support that specific proposal. But I imagine that you'll see that bill pass with bipartisan support this year.
Last session, we had a number of allegations of harassment. What are the plans to, you know, address this issue that we saw?
Ultimately, this upcoming session will make a rule change. It's called Joint Rule 38. But it'll address how that process works of making a complaint, the question of confidentiality during that complaint. There needs to be improvement. I think the legislators who adopted Joint Rule 38 years ago probably did not anticipate some of the realities, because we've had so few of those complaints. And then I think culturally there was a shift, there was more attention paid to that, and we did see a number of them last year. I don't know that we'll see new complaints this session. We may, but I do hope that we have a new process that people will have a higher degree of confidence in, and will help people like I have been in leadership roles where we're dealing with these things. What can we say? What can we not say? How can we help people outside of the process understand what's actually going on?
One of the things I'm always looking at is legislation that impacts people's lives. What's at stake for them this year? I mean, we've heard everything from transportation funding, which obviously is a big impact. You know, we just talked about full day kindergarten. Are there any other things that could potentially impact people living here in this session?
So in 120 days last year, we considered 721 bills, and 60% of those bills passed both chambers, went to the governor, and I think last year he actually vetoed a whopping 9 bills, so it's high for him. But to your question, I think voters, constituents, people who live in Colorado and maybe are politically disengaged, it's really important that you pay attention, maybe not to all of those bills. We don't know how many there will be, but probably somewhere between 650 and 721 was the high water mark last year. And any one of those bills could potentially affect your life, the decisions that you make.
Chris Hulbert is a Senate Minority Leader. Since our conversation, he's had a chance to react to Governor Jared Polis's agenda, including the push for paid family leave and full-day kindergarten. His biggest takeaway is how the proposals will be funded, which the governor didn't specify in his recent State of the State address. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, January 14th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.